Good morning, everyone. This is Pat McDonald, your host for Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV. Back for our second hour, and joining me on the phone is Gary Freimeyer, who's the president of the USS Vermont Support Group, and Bill Mattoon, who's the commander of the Green Mountain Submarine Veterans Incorporated. And we are talking this morning about a House concurrent resolution that will be read on April 18th, designating that day, April 18th, as USS Vermont Day. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. I'm glad that you've joined us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you both?
Fine.
Excellent. Good. I just wanted to take a little time for each of you to introduce yourselves to our listeners about your background and about your interest in the USS Vermont. Gary, do you want to kick us off?
Sure, Pat, thanks. Well, my 32 years with IBM is about as close as I got to military service. But my son works for CAPL, which is the company that does nuclear propulsion for the Virginia-class subs. And he invited me to the christening of the Vermont, where I met Deborah Martin and got involved with the Vermont Commissioning Committee. I had several roles with the VCC and was asked to lead the follow-on support group, which I've done for 2020.
Well, I tell you, you mentioned Deb Martin, and I've not talked about Deb much on my show when we're talking about the USS Vermont, but Deb and I worked together at the Vermont Department of Labor, and she and her husband Steve were so involved in the USS Montpelier, and she just spent so much time on that effort to support the sailors and their families. I was very impressed with her and her husband, and now she's helping us. I'm on the support group with Gary, and she's part of that group, she and Steve. So kudos to Deb and Steve Martin. Was very impressive a couple, don't you think?
And she still does support the USS Montpelier.
Yes, and she does that as well. It's an amazing commitment, so I really appreciate that. So, Bill, can you talk a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Barrie, Vermont, at the hospital that used to be on Washington Street a long time ago.
Yeah.
Raised in Chelsea, went to Champlain College, and, of course, right after that, the Vietnam War was then starting to high swing. So I ended up in the military and joining the Navy, going through a couple of schools, and ended up in the submarine service. Came back to Vermont in 1970. And then in 71, I joined the Coast Guard. But after I retired in 1997, got involved with several veteran groups, one of them being the Green Mountain Submarine Veterans. And from that group, I was asked if I was interested in being on the commissioning committee for the USS Vermont. There, I met Steve and Deborah and Martin, and, definitely a great group of people. It was a great, great opportunity that I really, enjoyed and have continued to provide support for the Vermont and the Montpelier as we can. Lots of good memories.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great group of people for sure. I have enjoyed being on the support group. Gary, could you talk a little bit about, we've mentioned you've been on the show before, so we've talked about the USS support group. But talk a little bit about where Big Sugar, that's what they call the USS Vermont, where it is right now, and how the support group is reaching out to families and to the sailors themselves.
Well, the Vermont is currently in, they arrived at their new port in Pearl Harbor on July 27th of last year. And we had an arrival ceremony there. It was amazing. Some of the spouses hadn't seen their sailors for more than 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So with the boat 5,000 miles away, Wayne Pickett and I were there to coordinate with the arrival ceremony with the squadron and kind of reinforce with the crew and families that the VSGs would continue support regardless of where the boat was. So we did arrange to have four Vermont-made condiments for the arrival barbecue on the pier to give it a bit of a Vermont flavor. And we procured leis for the crew that were placed over their heads by Hawaiian dancers when they came across the brow onto the pier. And we have a number of traditions, and we'll continue them, traditions like the provision of a Vermont teddy bear Stuffy, that looks like champ.
Yep.
For each new crew member baby.
That's really great. I love the whole thing. I just do, because being separated for that long a time, that's the I love watching those reunions on my Facebook. I cry every time whenever I hear that song that they play in the military. The father or mother will come into the classroom with the kids, and oh my word, I just cry. Bruce just laughs at me because he knows what I'm watching. But anyway, it's a great group of people. We also have Al Perry, Captain Al Perry, on our group, and he was just honored as a senior citizen, correct, by WCAX. And Gary, yep, do you remember? He corrected Al. Corrected me. I had the number wrong when I interviewed him at the previous resolution that we're going to talk about in a minute about Brualt. But how many years of combined service does the Perry family have in the Navy? Do you remember?
No, I think he quoted in the Super Seniors interview between 170 and 180.
Yeah, it's just that's amazing. And he's got, we're going to talk about his son in a minute, but his daughter's in the Navy now. And it's just incredible. What a family of service. It's just great. Anyway, Bill, maybe you can talk a little bit about the Green Mountain Submarine Veterans. And I'm going to have you on because you sent so much information about that group. I want people to know about how many submariners there are in Vermont. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, right now, Pat, we have about 50 to 60 members of the Green Mountain Submarine Group. There's still some out there, peripheral, that haven't joined the group, and we hope they will. Overall, the organization nationwide has over 11,000 members and a base chapter in every state in the Union. The organization was formed to perpetuate the memory of our shipmates who gave their lives in the pursuit of the duties and serving their country. And so we want to remember those people. And, not only Henry Barreau, who was a Medal of Honor winner, but there was also another submariner from Vermont who was a Medal of Honor winner during World War II. So we have two submariners from Vermont that received the Medal of Honor.
That's great.
So we kind of, cherish that information, and we certainly, want to remember the submariners that have given their lives in support of our country and defending our country.
You have to volunteer, is that correct, to be in the submarine service?
Submarine service is an all-volunteer service, yeah. And that dates back to the Civil War. During the Hunley, which was a Confederate submarine, and they were trying to get people to go there. And a general said, no way. And I said, all you're going to get is volunteers. And so from that point on, submarine service has been a volunteer service.
I would not be one of those people, I must tell you. That I think you have to be a unique person to be okay with being way down deep. And anyway, it's just thank goodness they're willing to volunteer, and we really need to thank them for their service. I know I've told you guys, and maybe people on that are listening, my dad was a chief warrant officer, and his job in the Navy was to teach at the submarine school. So I have a connection myself, which is probably why I enjoy this so much. He never talked about it much, but I know he was proud of his service, and It was always just cool. I have some of his books. I still haven't given them over. Some of the sailors were interested in reading, because I think back then the submarines were a little different than they are right now, because the USS Vermont is a nuclear submarine and one of the newest and best in the class. Is that correct, Gary?
You bet.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit? I bet you have this memorized. You amaze me. About the submarine itself and the class.
Well, it's a Virginia class boat. It's one of the four active classes right now. We're the 19th boat in the Virginia class series and the first of the Block 4s. And the Block 4 is just basically a different construction approach that allowed one additional availability. And one additional deployment from what normally they would encounter.
And the ninth.
So it is.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's a completely different world from the diesel days when it's all fiber optic, fly by wire, all that sort of thing, and right. It's technically advanced. And it's pretty amazing to see.
Just before the break, we were talking about the importance of 19. When we were at the commissioning ceremony, could you talk about the number 19 and what they did? And I was wondering, what is going on, Gary?
Well, it is the 19th boat in the Virginia series, but I think you're referring to the 19 cannon.
Yes.
That kicked off the ceremony. And apparently that's a standard greeting for a senior senator in the U.S. Senate, reflecting the senior senator from the state of Connecticut.
Oh,
it was
excellent.
Quite loud, and if you weren't prepared for it, it was shocking.
Well, it was real cannons, and it just went right into your chest. The vibrations were, it was amazing. It just really got your attention. So I was like, why 19? Because you wound up counting them after a while. And I think you explained that to me, which I thought was great. Anyway, so let's talk about what's happening on the 18th at the State House. There is a resolution that will be read, and I'm going to ask Gary to read it in a little while. But I wanted to talk about what people should expect if they come to the State House that day, and who's going to be there, and what's happening.
Well, we're going to have a display in the card room at the State House for USS Vermont Day. It's significant in that it is the fourth anniversary of the commissioning of the USS Vermont into active duty. And in the card room, we'll have members of the USS Vermont Support Group. We may, I don't want to guarantee yet, but we may have the ship sponsor with us, Gloria Valdez, in from New Mexico. We will have, hopefully, a press conference that will include some of the folks that have donated Tastes of Vermont for the sunshine bags for our sailors, and just as a thank you to them for their donations to the crew and families of the USS Vermont.
It's going to be a great day. Sadly, I will be here until 11 o'clock, so I won't be at the ceremony at the card room, but I will be able to hear the resolution. And Gary, it's not that long a resolution. Wondering if we could skip the names of all the legislators who signed on to this resolution, because that goes on forever. But could you read the whereas clauses and finish it up with the resolved clauses?
Now, are we allowed to do this before it's read in the House chamber?
Sure, why not? Is that, oh, good question. Now we're on air, Gary. I don't know.
No, I can run through it and blame you if it's.
Yeah,
if
go
it's
ahead. Let them. They published it. It's in the calendar. They published it. I pulled it off their website.
Okay.
So it's
so
public.
It basically says whereas the submarine Vermont SSN 792 was commissioned April 18th, 2020, and it is the third U.S. naval vessel to be named in the honor of the state of Vermont. And whereas April 18th, 2024 marks the fourth anniversary of the commissioning of the USS Vermont, and whereas the superior performance of the officers and enlisted personnel serving on the USS Vermont has extended Vermont's proud U.S. naval heritage to the Pacific, as the submarine's new home port is U.S. Naval Station Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and whereas the officers and enlisted personnel of the USS Vermont honor Vermont traditions with the moniker Big Sugar and the motto Freedom and Unity, as they serve to protect our country and its freedoms. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives that the General Assembly designates April 18th, 2024 as USS Vermont Day, and be it further resolved, the Secretary of State be directed to send a copy of this resolution to the USS Vermont and to the USS Vermont Support Group.
Ah, thank you. That's great. It's a public document, so they can't. I was waiting for somebody to run up the stairs here and go, stop, stop, but nobody did, so we're good. Don't read that resolution. Anyway, Bill, we were just in the State House for another resolution, and it was about recognizing the torpedo man Henry Brault of Grand Isle. And could you talk about that resolution for us and the story of torpedo man Henry Brault?
Certainly. It's not often that the submarine service has the distinction of having a Medal of Honor recipient. Torpedo man Henry Brault was the very first and only enlisted member to receive such distinction. Only 8 such awards have ever been received by submariners, of which 2 were Vermonters. The other Vermonter, which I'll just kind of, was Lawson Peterson, called Red Ramage. He was World War II captain of a submarine during World War II and received the Medal of Honor. But the resolution that was done at the State House was on the 100th anniversary of Henry receiving the Medal of Honor, which was presented by President Calvin Coolidge, another Vermonter.
That's right.
So for some reason, this award carries, you know, significant respect and honor, and that Henry was willing to sacrifice his life to rescue a fellow shipmate in submarine when he could have well jumped to safety from the submarine when it was hit in a Panama Canal. Thank God he was successful and he survived. But yes, it was a great day there at the State House when they read the resolution. A lot of submariners came out from all over Vermont,
right,
including from New London, Connecticut, from a submarine base down there. And I believe Gary was there and you were there,
yep,
too.
Yep, we were there. And what was really amazing, and somebody noted this, that when the Speaker of the House recognized the guests at where we were sitting and everybody stood up, there was a standing ovation. The entire legislature stood up in recognition of their service, and that was very emotional for me, just because I just love that whole house and what goes on inside it. And I particularly, Representative Michael Morgan, I've had him on this show, and we did a TV show together. Could you talk a little bit about Representative Morgan, Bill, and
sure,
his role in this effort?
It was kind of an unusual connection, and how I connected with Representative Morgan, it was through a gentleman named Ryan Walker, who was written a book about Henry Burrow. But Representative Mike Morgan, he has probably served his military for 38 years, from 79 to 2017, retired from the Vermont Air National Guard in 2017 at the rank of colonel. And he was one of the responsible individuals that, formulated this resolution. Because as he said, Mike represents the town that Henry enlisted in up in Grand Isle. And I understand that the farm that he enlisted in is still there and operating. So, Mike really did a great job in doing this, and because of his connection, we were able to get the word out to all across Vermont about it. And it was we had a lot of submariners that not only from the Green Mountain Group, but others that that are in the area or on active duty that came to. For the reading of that resolution.
Well, you know, I thought it was kind of cute. He stood up on the floor of the House at his seat, and he explained, he said there's been a lot of discussion, which there had been, about how to pronounce Henry Burrow. Now, you pronounced it different than I did, and he said that bro is more Canadian, and which is up in that area up there. And I say Burrow, and I don't know what that is, but people were saying it either way. And I don't know what the correct way is. My way is the correct way, right?
Burrow is probably the French-Canadian pronunciation of
it. Right, exactly. And he really wasn't from Grand Isle. Gary, you tell that story about why they said he was from Grand Isle.
Well, I think, as Bill mentioned, that's where he enlisted in the Navy.
Right, and that's what counts, right?
Right. That was his home of record when he enlisted in the Navy. And I believe he had relatives up there, and that's where his connection to Vermont came from.
We'll take him. We'll claim him as our own. That's a really cool thing. If anybody wants to call in and talk to Gary and Bill about the USS Vermont and about this resolution, the number is 244-1777. If there's any submariners out there or want to chime in, go right ahead and give us a call. So, Gary, could you talk about the things that you talked a little bit about it before, but the things that the support group does for the sailors, that they're not forgotten, and the things that we do for them?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a number of different traditions that we've built over the years with the USS Vermont crew. but one of the best traditions is our sunshine bags that serve to introduce the new guys to Vermont. The boat turns over about a third of their 135 sailors each year. So we provide canvas bags with USS Vermont SSN 792 on one side and the state's motto, Freedom and Unity, on the other. So we fill those bags with a pint of maple syrup donated by a different Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association county each year, and a Vermont Strong license plate from the DMV. And we have a pair of tactical boot socks in the bags from Darn Tough Vermont. And the FRG, they'll add local information to the bags to help the new guys learn about the base and how to navigate the different support offerings. And also in the bag, we provide what we call Tastes of Vermont. Now, we stole that from what happens in Washington, D.C. each year, but it seems to fit pretty well. So we provide those Tastes of Vermont, and they come from many of the Vermont Specialty Foods Association member companies here in Vermont. You know, this year, the folks that stepped up were Cabot Creamery, the Butterfly Bakery, and Lyman's Specialties down in Westover, who all contributed their products for the sailors. So that's one that's endured, and we expect to continue that for the life of the boat.
I wanted, Gary, to talk about the honorary plank owners that you will be giving to those who contributed to the USS Vermont Support Group.
I'll just give you a little bit of background. For the original 138 sailors on the USS Vermont, when it was commissioned, each one received a plank owner certificate. And basically, a plank owner is a member of the crew when the boat was commissioned. And obviously, in the old days when they were made out of wood, when the boat was decommissioned, they would cut up the deck and the original sailors would get a plank, actually a piece of the deck.
Huh.
A little hard to do with a steel submarine, but since we've done that, we had the organization that creates these certificates, Tiffany's down in Virginia, we had them create an honorary plank owner certificate. And for our partners and donors who step up and help us when we're looking for something like a Taste of Vermont or looking for socks for the sunshine bags, when they step up and do that, we like to recognize them with an honorary plank owner certificate, which they can hang in their stores or their sugar houses or wherever to be able to tell a story of how they support the USS Vermont, the sailors, and their families.
That's so special. And how can people, if they want to help help us on this project, how can they reach out to you, Gary?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to help. If you're interested in becoming a member of the USS Vermont Support Group, we're just a little over 100 now. But if you go to the website ussvermont.org, you'll find information about how to contact us. Also, if you're interested in making a donation, there's an opportunity on there to do that in whatever form you so choose. And, you know, if you want to help us with projects, if you want to help us with donations for the sailors, you know, all these things are welcomed. And, again, we'd love to have more Vermonters involved because that's what our organization is all about, making connections between Vermonters and the USS Vermont and the crew.
And what's the website?
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, as Gary was talking about giving the sailors and the newborn children and stuff that might be from the boat there, that really means a lot to those people and to all the submarine sailors out there. I've been in contact with some of the crew that has, you know, since departed the Vermont for other vessels and shore duty and stuff, and they talk about how they really appreciate what has been done for them by the support group.
Great.
And the commissioning committee all along. So they really do appreciate that. And everything we can do to support them really means a lot to those people. It'll be memories that will last them for a lifetime.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Bill. That's very important. I must say, Gary, can you talk about the challenge coin from the USS Vermont and how it's delivered from person to person? Because that's just so cool.
Well, they have the guys like a lot of coins. You know, we've got coins, a ship's first coin, a christening coin, a commissioning coin. There was a coin created for that looks like the Champ, which the from Lake Champlain Sea Monsters they created. They have a coin that they created for crossing the line when the first time the boat went across the equator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of different coins that they have, but the tradition is when, for example, the commanding officer presents a coin, it's in the palm of his hand, and he reaches over and he shakes your hand. And when you're shaking the hand, you feel that there's something else there. And then when you bring your hand back, the coin's in your hand, and that's, you know, that's how they transfer them.
Well, when I was at the resolution for Barreau, the former chief of the boat of the USS Montpelier came over and shook my hand, and I went, "Oh, I know," because he had the challenge coin for the Montpelier, which was huge. It totally fit my entire palm of my hand. I was so excited. He just laughed. I think he was a little surprised of my reaction. Because I'm sure, what is this? I'm like, I know what this is. I was very excited to get that, and I loved ours as well from the USS Vermont. And you mentioned, Gary, the FRG group, and if you could just quickly talk about that very important group that supports their sailors as well and the folks at home.
Well, the FRG is basically a mutual aid kind of support group for the spouses and the families of our sailors. You know, there's an awful lot of very young submarine wives and significant others that right. don't have the experience with dealing with a fast attack boat schedule. I mean, they're in and out and in and out, and that becomes a bit of a challenge when it's not predicted. And there's an awful lot of impacts as well to a 6 or 7 month deployment.
Right.
So the COs and the XOs and the chief of the boat's wives are engaged to help the less experienced spouses kind of deal with the challenges they're sure to face. You know, basically it's all about maintaining the morale and well-being of all the sailors' families. We support several of their events, particularly around the holidays. Families know we care. And knowing that we're there for the families is also appreciated by the sailors when they're at sea.
That's really... I interviewed Tom Salmon the other day on my TV show, and he was telling me how he was in one assignment in Texas for the... Homeland Security, and he gets a phone call and says, "You're being deployed to Somalia. You'll be gone a year." And he said, "Oh, okay." And he hangs up the phone. And I'm thinking, there's a phone call to your wife. You know, "Hello, dear. I won't be home for dinner. I'm going to Somalia." I mean, that's a huge impact on the family and the kids, especially who would miss dad or mom. I don't know why that really impacted me the way he said that. They were trying to reach him, and then, "Oh, by the way, you're going away for a year. That's a long time to be home without that support." So it's important for us to remember that about the families, and especially the wives and the kids and significant others, as you mentioned. And, you know, it's a long time.
Yeah, our goal is to do what we can when we can to help them.
Yeah, I bet you have, Bill. How does your family, if I may, after the first or second deployment, they probably kind of have a pattern and get used to it, but that first time away must be very impactful.
It is. You've got to hand it to the wives and the children. I mean, they put up with a lot because of their husband or their father is not there. They're not there for birthdays sometimes,
right.
Anniversaries. I've missed many Christmases, anniversaries, birthdays. But I think back when I was on a buoy tender, because I later went into the Coast Guard, and I used to tell my wife, "I'll be home for supper," and show up 2 days later because we had an emergency buoy where
great.
We had to go up. So it got to be a kind of a joke, but my wife said, "You know, the reason we stayed married for so long is because I could send you to sea periodically."
That's funny. But I think these days people can email each other, which must help a lot. Do FaceTime, because back when my father served, you were just gone.
You were gone. When I was deployed on a fleet ballistic submarine, we were allowed like 2 or 3 messages that we could get
right.
from your husband, wife, or parents, or whatever during the whole deployment. That was it, and that was an incoming. You couldn't communicate back out.
Yeah,
I mean, that was strictly operational. So, Now with modern technology, it's entirely different.
Yeah, for sure. Which I think must help a lot that you can see your family, see your kids. They're growing up before your eyes, but you're at least seeing that. Because my cousin was in the Marines and was stationed over at Nam, as you mentioned, and I used to write letters every day. I don't know if he got them, or if it turned out he got a lot of them, but I didn't know, but I just kept writing because I thought some of them have got to get through to him somehow. But it must be very hard. Anyway,
well,
that was
the one thing when you were deployed, you'd come in and you would have 3 months worth of mail that would show up.
But how cool that must have been to know that they were thinking about you and supporting you. But anyway, thank you for that. That's really cool. Gary, I know there's a lot of swag, as we call it, available for the USS Vermont. Could you talk a little bit about the swag? And I would need to know if there's any lays left.
Well, all the good stuff is on the website at ussvermont.org, and it's on the mementos page. But we still have hats. We have some small tees. We have plenty of lays from the arrival ceremony. Basically, what was occurring was as the sailors came off the USS Vermont, they came across the brow onto the pier. The Hawaiian dancers were there putting lays around their necks. And the Vermont Support Group were the ones that provided those lays. But so we bought some extra.
Good.
They make a pretty cool memento.
Oh, they're great. I gave mine to Ben Kinsley. He was so excited. So I need to replace it. Could you talk about what the lei is made of? Because it's very significant to Hawaiian culture.
We looked at flowered leis, but realized that they would last 5 days. And these, the ones that we got, are made out of kukui nuts and slightly green shells for the state of Vermont, green. And they'll last a lifetime.
Now, I read that the kukui nut, and maybe you don't know this, but it's got some significance to Hawaiian culture, if not religion. But we should look that up, and it's very significant to Hawaiians. So I thought how appropriate. And it's a beautiful, you're right. It's beautiful, and it's great to give because it's so dramatic, I think, stunning, that people go, what is this? You picked well.
Well, with the combination of Hawaiian culture and green for Vermont, it was a good, long-lasting tribute.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. And so it's on the website, and I will order me one because I want one. I was one of those spur-of-the-moment things. I got all caught up about talking about this. I said, here, take this. And afterwards I went, what did I do? We better have more left because I wanted
one. We'll bring it. We'll bring an extra one to USS Vermont Day.
Okay, good deal. And I'll bring my $10, and that's a cool deal. What I wanted to do was to let people know that Gary puts out a monthly newsletter about the USS Vermont, which is fascinating. And you should sign up for it on the website. It's really a lot of work. Gary has wonderful pictures in the newsletter. And what I thought I would do to end the show, Gary, is ask you to read a couple, maybe the first three of the articles that appear on the website, especially when we get to Douglas Perry, Al's son. But start off with the visit of Department of Defense Greg Moriarty, who's the Australia Secretary of the Department of Defense, was at the USS Vermont. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that and then walk us through the article about Al Perry and then his son, Doug Perry. And that's a heck of a way to end the show.
Okay. Well, let me first clarify. It's a quarterly newsletter.
Oh, sorry.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. I take that back. That's a lot of work for monthly, so quarterly works just fine.
Yeah, we had a picture in there of Gloria and Australia's Secretary of Defense, Greg Moriarty. He was standing there in a USS Vermont ball cap.
Huh.
And the interesting story of how he came to have that is you're aware that there's an AUKUS partnership between the U.S., Australia, and U.K.
Yes.
And it's all about helping them prepare to not only build their own nuclear submarines, but part of that agreement is they'll procure three of our Virginia-class boats.
Excellent.
And I think that's all about having more capability in some of the more difficult waters in on the globe today.
Right.
But anyhow, he really enjoyed his hat, and Gloria was there. She was part of the AUKUS program. And they met, and she saw the hat and asked for a picture, and there it was.
There you go. Well, and
he's delighted to have it, and she was, and her connection with it, with him, it was a very interesting exchange, I'm sure.
Well, Gloria Valdez, and if she's here and you come to visit the State House and meet her, she is my hero. I love her. She's the sponsor for the boat, and that's a high honor in itself, and has been with us, certainly since my tenure. She's been involved in all of the important events that that have been sponsored, and I just think she's the perfect person to sponsor us with her background in naval command. She's a civilian and lives in Texas, but she keeps in touch with us, and I just admire her so much.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. She was the Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Navy in charge of shipbuilding and modernization.
That's
for a Latin American woman to have a position like that, you know she has to be strong and has an awful lot to overcome in her 32 years of service.
Yeah, she is amazing, and you can just tell after 5 minutes of talking to her that how strong she is and how committed she is to being the support person for the USS Vermont and her love for this country. So I just love her right back.
We have a great picture of her.
And love for Vermont. Thank you, Bill. That's the important thing here for us. And, she loves to be here, that's for sure.
Well, Pat, if I may, before time gets away from us, I certainly want to thank you for all your support. Not only for the USS Vermont, the submarine service, the Green Mountain submarine veterans, but also in following up with the resolutions that are being done at the State House, along with kudos to Representative Michael Morgan, Lisa Hango, and Michael McCarthy, because right after the Barreau resolution on the 26th of March, they did a resolution honoring all Vermont Medal of Honor winners.
Oh, I didn't know that. Shame on me.
Oh, well, that's okay. Kind of slipped in there.
Yeah.
But the youngest Medal of Honor winner to ever receive the Medal of Honor was from Vermont. He was 13 years old.
Oh, stop.
Named Lee Johnston from Salem, now Derby, Vermont. So that's a distinct vision that Vermont has, as well as George Dewey being the only Admiral of the Navy, which is the highest rank it's ever been held by a naval officer in the
U.S.
Navy.
That's great. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to have to check out that resolution, especially about the 13-year-old. I see another program coming up. Thank you for that, and thank you for your service, Bill. Very much appreciated. It's an honor to be doing all of this. I'm love country mom apple pie. That's me. Gary, could you maybe wrap up? We only have a few minutes, but we could, we talked a little bit about Al, but we should talk about his son, Douglas Perry, and what an honor was bestowed on him just recently.
Yep, indeed. And it was well earned. But Al Perry's youngest son, Douglas, received his third star as a vice admiral and assumed command in January of the Joint Force Command Norfolk, the U.S. Second Fleet, which includes the East Coast, the Atlantic, and Arctic Oceans, and is now the director of the Combined Joint Operations from the Sea Center of Excellence, which entails NATO coordination between our Navy and the NATO countries.
Just...
And at his change of command, the Strategic Allied Commander of Europe, General Cavoli, was there, along with representatives from, I think it was 24 of the 31 NATO countries in attendance. And now there's 32 countries, but that kind of attendance on board the USS Harry S. Truman, where the change of command took place, kind of gives you a better appreciation of the significance of Doug's role. So his office now is on the flagship of the Second Fleet. And for perspective, the entire Perry family that attended the change of command sit comfortably in the carrier captain's quarters.
Huh.
On a sub, maybe three or four Perrys at most would fit.
Wow. It's just mind-boggling to understand the scope of his responsibilities. It really is. What an honorable and just, I just don't have any words to explain Douglas Perry and how proud we all should be. And he should receive a whole lot more recognition than he has for this amazing, his command and just the knowledge that he must have about the operations and the Navy and all the things that are important to keep us safe. So kudos to Douglas Perry and to the Perry family. And thank you both very much for being on the show. I will see you all on the 18th, which is a wonderful day for the USS Vermont and everybody who supports it. And any business who wants to be part of that event and help us support the sailors and their families, just give a shout out. Anyway, thank you all very much. This is Pat McDonald, your host for Vermont Viewpoint on WDEV. I'll be back next Thursday. That's my day every week on Vermont Viewpoint, and we'll see what other cool things we can bring to you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. See ya.